Number two.
From the Director, Department of Family Care, requesting authorization to enter into a professional services contract with Superior Support Resources for member information, documentation, and authorization system development and support for the period of January 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2014, with 2 1-year extension options without a request for proposals and with total fees not to exceed $998,000 annually. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Audit, and Personnel.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, County Board Supervisors, the Department of Family Care has a data application system called MIDAS, which stands for Member Information, Documentation, and Authorization System. It is the system that the managed care organization uses to manage the family care program. It's a database and web application system on which we keep client records, enrollment data, eligibility information, care plans, case notes, Medicare and Medicaid information, assessments, service auths, member obligation receivables. It works with our provider network and support contact information. We issued an RFP for continued development, maintenance, and service of this particular application, and actively requested that collaborative proposals be submitted so that we would have really sort of that diversifying the institutional knowledge behind this system so that the department, as well as obviously Milwaukee County, is insulated against any possible changes within any one agency. So we asked two bidders to come together on proposals. So a proposal was submitted by Superior Support Resources, SSR. They submitted in collaboration with Cayenne Systems. SSR is a certified DBE vendor and has been the provider of this IT development staff to Milwaukee County Family Care since 2009. So we are asking for authorization to execute the contract for continued development and maintenance and support of the system that we currently use.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I just have a question. I'm getting a little, just a tad confused here. On number three, and I know we're not on number three yet, but I thought that was the one when I read that had the two systems that you wanted, two vendors in a collaborative fashion. I don't see that in this one. You got Superior Support Resources. Obviously, you feel confident in them because you don't need to have an RFP after the you give them the, or want to give them the contract. Am I missing something?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Schmidt, the item number three,
yes,
is the vendor with whom SSR has entered into this collaborative proposal, but we will be asking permission of the company who needs to execute both contracts separately.
Okay. And I always find, Madam Chair, that that you come together very prepared and give us a thorough analysis, and I appreciate that. And I would move approval then, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I do have a motion for approval. Are there any other comments or questions from committee? I do have a comment card from the audience. Patricia L. Rogers with DC 48 Local 645 would like to speak for information only.
Good morning. Supervisors, just for information, just for clarification, I'm noticing in this one and item number three, with a two, with 2 1-year extension options, my concern is without a request for proposals. And what does that mean? They're just keep going without any oversight or what? That's my question. Both of them have without a request for proposals.
Okay, thank you very much. Ms. Ledger, do you want to address that?
Thank you, Madam Chair. County Board Supervisors. The format in terms of the request, because we did issue an RFP and receive proposals, typically when we enter into contracts, it's, again, much more advantageous to the county and to the department to have multi-year proposals. But the contract itself is for 1 year with the possibility of 2 one-year extensions and as if performance is satisfactory. And at the end of that 3-year contract period, then another RFP would be issued as it was this year.
Okay, thank you. And I know we did discuss during agenda setting that this is a highly specific computer program that was designed for Milwaukee County. Mm-hmm. We even brought in our own IT mm-hmm. crew and asked them if they thought that they would be able to, get on board with this, and they even said it's very highly specialized, and definitely they could, but they're sincerely not the experts, and so they also gave kind of their seal of approval on the contract for this, and did, to your credit, say that you had talked to them about a year ago regarding the same issue. So are there any comments or questions regarding any of that? Okay. All right. We do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Schmidt. Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll for item number 2.
Stamper.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaun.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Okay. Item number 3.